This episode of the Jefferson Town Chamber podcast is brought to you by Signorama Louisville East, your total project management sign company, and by the City of Jefferson Town.
Buy, boost, and build. Those are the Jefferson Town Chamber's founding principles. The Chamber and the City of Jefferson Town work to make J-Town a great place to live, work, and play. Welcome to the Jefferson Town Chamber podcast. Now let's get into the show and hear what's going on in our great community. Here's your host, Rick Redding.
Thank you once again for downloading the Jefferson Town Chambers podcast. This is our 14th episode. I'm your host, Rick Redding, and happy to be with you again. And what a week it is in J-Town, the eighth largest city in Kentucky. We're hosting a bunch of events this weekend. There's really no reason to leave town if you want to have some fun and a variety of activities. Certainly. The podcast this week, of course, we'll have the mayor on, Mayor Bill Dieriff. We'll talk about Summerfest and the Summer Craft Beer Fest that's going on. But I got some very special guests this week, and I'm very excited to be able to introduce you to Jason Schuster, who has a job that I'd love to have. He's the craft beer manager for River City Distributing. It is a you'll learn in the show what a distributor does, but basically it's part of a system in which beer shows up at your area bars, restaurants, liquor stores, and convenience stores, anywhere you buy beer. A lot of it goes through River City Distributing. And Jason is a delightful guy. He's really enthused about beer, and you're going to learn a little bit of history of beer from Jason on the show today. Our other guest is the sponsor of the Summer Craft Beer Fest, Citizens Union Bank. I spoke to Jenny Wentu. She is up there on their location in J-Town. Well, I guess it's in J-Town. It's on Blankenbaker, right up there near, I guess, it's there at the corner of Bluegrass Parkway and Blankenbaker Parkway. And Jenny is very delightful. She had a lot to say. She I guess I would say she had not been on a podcast before and wasn't was a little bit nervous, but she got past it quickly and is a delightful guest on the show. Talked about everything going on with Cub Bank, and it's a 128-year-old bank, and very proud to be a member of the J-Town Chamber. Jenny's on the Chamber board, and they are a sponsor, the main sponsor of the Summer Craft Beer Fest, which is a big event, and it may rival but not overtake the granddaddy of them all. A lot of the J-Town Chamber office staff and members were at last week on Saturday. I saw them all at the Fest of Ale in New Albany on the riverfront. It was a great event. They have they sell like 1,500 tickets to their Fest of Ale event, the live music, a lot of the same thing that you're going to see right in J-Town on Saturday. Saturday from 2 to 6 at the Pavilion. Live music, a bunch of different types of beers. You're going to hear about that from Jason in just a moment. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And the other event you got to be aware of, especially if you have a family, Summerfest on Friday. You're going to hear about that from the mayor, but they've got the free hot dogs. Free hot dogs. As you heard last week on the show from Debbie Hendrick, that they're planning for 1,700 hot dogs or more, and they will be giving those away along with chips and Cokes to anybody that want one. You don't have to do anything except walk up and ask, and it's going to be a dynamite event. There will be all sorts of games. The movie Inside Out, I am told, is a great movie. I haven't been to kids' movies lately, but those who do, tell me of the kids' movie genre. That's a really great one to see, and there will be fireworks on Friday night. So hopefully I can see those from my house, you know. That's what's coming up in the show. I'm very excited about it. I want to tell you about the sponsor of this show. This podcast is couldn't happen, and J-Town is the only chamber that we know of that has its own podcast. It couldn't happen without our friends and sponsors, and the main one of those is our friends at Signorama Louisville East, your total project management sign company. And if you haven't talked to Lloyd about your signage, his number is 502-454-4321. I know a lot of the beer companies are sign customers, and you'll see a lot of their signs at the Summer Craft Beer Fest this weekend on Saturday. So be aware of that and come. Hope to see you there. I hope to be pouring beer like I did last year. I think that Jason told me there's something like 1,200 tickets available, and they are likely to sell out. They increased the size this year, and we'll just see. It's supposed to be great weather, so join us for the J-Town Summer Craft Beer Festival. Also, what else is going on in the chamber, you might ask? Well, on Monday, the chamber always posts the new members on Facebook. If you don't follow the Chamber Jefferson Town on Facebook, please do. The new members that are announced this week, a pretty good list. A-plus Commercial Cleaning, Buca di Beppo, Delivera, Energy Wellness with Christy Forrest, IEC of Kentucky and Southern Indiana, Kelly Services, Carter Martin Jr., a Seminon Realtor, and St. Michael Catholic Church have all joined up with the Chamber. I went to the Boom Awards a week or so ago, and it was great to see all the companies that have been with the Chamber for so long. There were some some 5-year awards, 10-year awards. I think there was a 20 or 25-year award. Companies that have been involved in the Jefferson Town Chamber for a long, long time. It is a great place to work, to live, play, and work, I think is the right phrasing for that. So come to, if your business, you don't have to be a J-Town resident, or your business doesn't have to be in J-Town to become a member. There's almost 1,000 members of the J-Town Chamber. It's going strong, and I will encourage you to consider membership. Come out to an event, enjoy yourself. One of those great events, I'll just tell you, one of those great events, you might find me there next Tuesday. We're playing golf on the Chamber Golf Trail. This is a monthly event, and it's really a lot of fun. We're going to Oxmoor this time, and that's a great course. You normally can't play it unless you're a member, so with the Chamber, we have been given the opportunity to go out there and play at Oxmoor Country Club. So get with Mark Russell, sign up for the J-Town Chamber Golf Trail, and we'll see you out there next Tuesday. What a great thing. All right, well, let's get on with the show. I've got a couple of interviews and, of course, our Ask the Mayor segment. First up, you're going to hear from Jason Schuster, the craft beer manager at River City Distributing. And he'll be followed, and after the mayor, you'll hear from Jenny Wentu, who's with Citizens Union Bank, Cub Bank. They're right there on the corner of Bluegrass Parkway and Blankenbaker Parkway.
This episode of the Jefferson Town Chamber Podcast is sponsored by Signorama Louisville East and the City of Jefferson Town.
Well, it is a big week here in J-Town because this is the week of the Summer Craft Beer Fest. I'm with Jason Schuster of River City Distributing. Jason, welcome to the show.
Hello, great to be here.
All right, well, you guys are getting geared up for a big event this weekend. What can we expect at the Summer Craft Beer Fest?
Well, you're going to have a lot of great beer, which is the most important thing. At the end of the day, these festivals are about people trying new great beers. And there's going to be a lot of stuff there, a lot of great seasonal beers.
Okay.
And some of the sponsor beers are really limited and one of a kind. So we have a lot of variety here, both national and regional craft, as well as local stuff. So it'll be a good mix. A lot of different beer. We've actually expanded the lineup this year. So there'll be more beer than there was last year for those that came out.
More is always better. I know I worked pouring some of it last year. It was really great. But tell me, I mean, I'm interested in your job, Jason. You're because when I grow up, I want to be a craft beer manager. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, it is, and I didn't get here overnight, but I am what's called the craft beer manager for River City Distributing. We have two. We have a local lead. His name is Brian Lytle. He'll be here as well Saturday, and I handle kind of the national and regional craft brands. I've been in the industry for 17 years. Started off with another distributor named Mo Mormon Distributing, and we were purchased in 2007 by River City Distributing, and soon after making the change, I moved into this new role. They created this position, and I've been there ever since. So I tell people I sell beer. I advocate for better beer.
There you go. So no Bud Light, which you probably can't say anything about them, but yeah, what's with... I mean, there are in Louisville. There was a big festive ale event last weekend in New Albany. This one is, I think, all close to sold out already. What is the what's behind this craft beer movement?
Well, I think it's something that's been happening for a while. I think people have decided that I'm not I'm not necessarily going to sit down and drink 20 or 30 beers like they used to in the past. I think they're looking to, you know, a little more flavor, a little more variety. And, you know, honestly, and as the younger generation moves up, they're used to growing up. We call them the juice box generation because they've grown up used to having multiple flavors and different styles and flavored waters and energy drinks and everything. So as they blossom and turn into 21-year-olds having their first beer, I'm sure, they're looking for the same variety within alcoholic beverages. Yeah. And so the beer industry several years ago realized that a lot of those consumers were moving to wine and spirits because there's a ton of variety. There's a ton of flavors available, flavored vodkas and gins, rums, whatever, in cocktails, custom cocktails. So the beer company started, you know, evolving more and more, and then the craft beer started really picking up. Basically, people are looking for a little more flavor, again, more variety. They want to, whether it's something local, they want to support the local brewery, or they want to, you know, they want to try something new every week. So sure. There's a ton of variety out there. Just go out to any liquor store, like a Cox's Smokers Outlet. I mean, you walk in that store down here, and it's a million different beers on the shelf.
Right. There are a lot more to choose from. I tell you, the festival, I tried, like, one that was peanut butter and jelly flavored or whatever. But so, I mean, you must hear some crazy flavors.
Oh, absolutely. Well, there's you can do so many things with beer because beer is, you know, is a fermented beverage. You're using grains to produce the alcohol. There's a lot of things you can do with beer. There's actually a ton of beer styles. People just associate most beer with just, you know, lager beer or light lager, like a Miller Lite or a Coors Light. There's an abundant amount of styles with beer, much more than even with wine. And people assume there's lots of wines because there's lots of wines available. With beer, it's just kind of maturing to where now there's that whole range of flavors being available. You can do a lot of things with beer. You can add flavors to the beer. You can brew it in a certain way that it produces certain flavors within the natural brewing process. There's a lot of different ways to get to it. But basically, it is a good time to be a beer connoisseur.
It seems like it. And it seems like breweries are popping up all over. We've got one right next door here in J-Town, the Third Turn Brewery. But I guess in every community in the country, it seems like it used to be like a brewery was an unusual thing. But now, if you don't have like a dozen of them in your town, it's not a beer town, right?
Yeah, well, it's kind of interesting. Things have kind of come full circle. Dating back to the basically the late 19th century at the peak, you would have a brewery in every neighborhood. This is before Prohibition. And, you know, that brewery, it was before branding, so there wasn't a name for the beer. They just, whatever the family name was, and they produced the beer. And generally, it was only one or two beers.
Right.
And you would go to that neighborhood to try that style of beer, because every neighborhood sort of had its own little niche.
Okay.
Depending on the native populations there and where their origins were, whether Czech, German, English, whatever. So you had a lot of different variances. Well, Prohibition came along, pretty much ruined it for everyone. And what happened post-Prohibition, you had just a few larger breweries come out and survive Prohibition. A lot of those big breweries survived making malted milk, making ice. So post-Prohibition, you go right into Great Depression. Nobody has any money to buy beer, so it really puts more strain on the industry. Liquor's quicker. Mm-hmm. During Prohibition, you had the rise of the cocktail for the speakeasy,
okay.
Whereas before that, beer was the predominant beverage.
Huh.
And, you know, you come out of the Great Depression right into World War II, and all the guys, all the troops, no offense, ladies, but all the guys were overseas, you know, fighting the Great War, and the beer companies realized, hey, our target audience has changed. We have to market to what's here. That's why you see, like, the Miller High Life is a perfect example, the woman in the moon.
Sure.
That was directly aimed at female consumers.
Okay.
And that's when you saw a lot of the beer styles turn a little bit lighter, and you saw these huge conglomerate breweries. So all the regional breweries were pretty much gone. It was mostly large industrialized breweries. Until late 60s when the Anchor Brewery came along in San Francisco.
Okay.
And you saw some variants there, and then, you know, eventually Sierra Nevada out in California came along. And
I can remember when Coors was like a rarity here in Louisville, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, I was, yeah, the whole Smoking the Bandit thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's, again, you know, a good brand we just picked up last year is one of the sponsors this year, New Belgium Brewing Company. They're they're known for Fat Tire. Sometimes I have to tell people it's not Fat Tire Brewing Company, it's New Belgium Brewing
That's
Company.
That's right.
But they've only been in the market since last March.
Wow.
And, you know, that was one of those brands like a Coors back in the old days where people would finally say, hey, you know, when is this coming? They'd bootleg it across the country and they finally come into this market. So, yeah, again, it's just, I think it's come full circle and there's more and more local options for beer. Cause you know, the beer's produced here. It should be super fresh.
Yeah.
That's the whole idea behind good beer is you're having good, fresh beer served in the proper glass. You know, and it's an occasion rather than just an alcohol delivery device.
Well, I'm curious about you know, you work for a distributor, and you know, the only analogy I can think of off the top of my head is like if you were in a band, you wanted to be picked up by a record label. Do local brewers like come to you and want you to pick their stuff up and distribute?
Well, absolutely. We talk to a lot of people. You know, we like to think we're the first option in this market. There's other distributors here as well. But, yeah, we do come. People come to us. There's people that we seek out as well. And, you know, not everything's always a perfect fit. People have different agendas or different ideas of where they want their beer and what, you know, how they want it represented. But we feel like we give the best market presence based on our service and our, you know, the way we're set up. To service the customers. We're very much into customer service. So,
okay.
We feel like we have the best setup in this market. Some may disagree, but we'll
have them on next week.
Absolutely.
Anyway. but no, you do. So just so for people that don't understand what distributors do,
sure.
you provide certainly liquor stores, convenience stores, restaurants. Do you do the whole works?
Yes. What we do is it's a classic three-tier business model. You have you have your supplier, which in this case is the brewer. So say New Belgium is the brewer. You have your wholesaler or distributor, which is who we are. We purchase that product from the supplier, the brewery, and then we sell that product to the retailer. The state mandates a three-tier system, which kind of keeps everything in balance.
Yeah.
Some people wonder what we do besides, you know, obviously buy it and resell it. I think what the biggest things that we do is we offer service. Meaning that, you know, we give just-on-time deliveries to retailers. As a retailer opens, we help them get product as fast as we possibly can. You know, we have a salesperson that we're paying to go in there and take their orders weekly. They're stocking the shelves. They're rotating the product. They're making sure that the consumer gets a fresh product. We're checking code dates. That's a big part of our process.
Okay.
Is making sure there's fresh beer. And we're also doing responsibility programs. We do a lot of in the trade. You see a lot of the stuff, you see it on TV. It's kind of a cool thing now to be responsible, but we do a lot of things. Miller, for example, does the free rides program around the Derby, where they offer the TARC buses will ride for free during that time period to encourage, responsibility. So there's a lot of things we have. We're also a good community member. We are locally owned and operated. And, you know, even though we have big brands like Miller and Coors and, you know, and Corona and Heineken, you know, Sam Adams, we are locally owned and operated. And so all the money that, you know, that we generate profit-wise stays in this market.
Very good. Well, okay. Got to wrap up. Last thing. Looking forward to the summer craft beer fest right here in J-Town. Tell me something I should drink there. What should I try?
Well, I tell you what, there's going to be a ton of good stuff there. From Leinenkugel, they're going to have their new Beer Garden Tart, which is kind of a nice sour beer. Sour beer is kind of the cool new thing. They're calling it the new IPA as far as the popularity. There's also from New Belgium Brewing, they're going to have their Heavy Melon, which is a watermelon lime ale. It's their summer seasonal, as well as their Citradelic, which is their new tangerine IPA. The big trend this year is fruited IPAs and fruited beers to give a more wide range of flavors. So those are two I would definitely look after. There'll be a lot of cool stuff there. I just found out, I've talked to one of the organizers, we're going to add the new, there's a new sparkling water. It's actually, imagine a hard Perrier or a hard LaCroix. It's a new entry in the market. It's called Truly Spiked and Sparkling.
Just like the hard oranges and hard lemonades?
Yeah, this one's actually, though, it's going to be like a sparkling water. So it's not going to be sweet. It's going to be actually more taste just like a hard water or a seltzer water.
Wow.
And it's 5% alcohol. So those will all be available. I know it's going to be warm this weekend, so I would definitely check those out as well.
All right. I'm with Jason Schuster of River City Distributing and the craft beer manager. We'll see you on Saturday.
Absolutely. We'll see you there. Please come out.
And it's time once again for our Ask the Mayor segment with Mayor Bill Dierriff, brought to you by the City of Jeffersontown. And we're happy to come into this big weekend in J-Town. Mayor, a lot going on, starting with the Summerfest.
This weekend on a Friday night, it's family-friendly, family-fun night. It's the J-Town Summerfest. We've had it for several years now. You bring your family, your kids out. You can bring food if you want to. The event, the city of J-Town gives you free hot dogs, chips, and a Coke. And there's a party going on to where there's games and everything by a DJ, followed a little later when it gets dark by a movie. And at the end of the movie, we set off the fireworks for the city to celebrate the city event that we're having that weekend, the family-friendly event, and to celebrate the founding of J-Town. But not only do we have Friday night that we're celebrating the city with the family, Saturday night now has moved into more of the older crowd, and we're having Beer Fest. It's sponsored by the Chamber of Jefferson Town, whereby they have all different types of craft beer that you can taste. Granted, you have to pay for this. This is an event that's not free. The Friday night is totally free. But the Beer Fest, you get to come in and enjoy all the different beers. Even our third-term brewery will be a part of it that's part of our downtown to show you what type of beers they have. So come out this weekend and enjoy either Friday night, Saturday night, or both, and be a part of J-Town, the best of the best.
And today, the J-Town Chamber podcast, looking forward to the Summer Craft Beer Fest, and the presenting sponsor of that is the Fun Bank, right, Jenny? I'm with Jenny Wenta.
Yes, that's correct, Citizens Union Bank.
The Fun Bank. I just made a new slogan for you, and that's going to be fun to see that in your marketing materials and all that. But you guys, it's a heck of a bank. You've been in business for how long? 128 years.
We are a local community bank based out of Shelbyville, Kentucky. Locally owned. We have branches in Louisville, Bullitt County, Elizabethtown, Odom County, and primarily in Shelbyville.
Okay. Okay, and Jenny, you're on the board of the Chamber, and very happy. People will be very familiar with you at the Summer Craft Beer Fest this week because you guys are giving out the koozies.
That's right. We have the koozies. We'll have the lanyards that you'll have around your neck for your ticket to go in. This is our second year being the presenting sponsor for this event, and last year we had a great time, enjoyed, you know, mingling with residents of J-Town, and looking forward to this year.
There were a lot of people there last year. It was kind of a risk for you to sponsor it last year, I'd say, because nobody knew what was going to happen, and right up until a couple of days before, we were a little nervous about selling tickets, right?
Right, it was, and I think they said overall there were 800 tickets sold last year. Beautiful day. It was about 90 degrees. And this year, I think that they're on target for maybe 1,200 is what they're accounting for. So it's going to be bigger than last year.
It's a big growing event. Second year, it's amazing. I don't think we're going to have the trouble with ticket sales because Tisha and all the people in charge have done such a great job of promoting it. So how was your experience last year at the Beer Fest?
Gosh, had a great time.
okay.
You know, we last year we ended up doing something because the little glasses are small.
Mm-hmm.
So we were folding the koozies down some and fit the glasses right inside of it. And
wow.
Everyone thought that we had the koozies made like that.
So this year, did you have the koozies made like that?
No, we didn't. We have some. We have our regular koozies, new logo, to give out this year.
Okay.
And we'll have that set up in a tent with some shade.
All right. Well, that's good. Well, I'm talking to people about beer. I mean, I don't know if you were a beer drinker before or after or anything, but do you find yourself sampling all these crazy flavors and stuff?
I do. And I think a lot of people in this area are excited to be able to have that same type of event that you find in the Highlands.
Yeah.
Especially with Third Turn being right there. And being able to sample, you know, the different variety of beer.
Yeah.
And the wine. There is wine for the wine drinkers.
Yeah, make sure there are people who don't drink beer. Even, you know, tangerine, sour-flavored beer, all the different varieties that they have at the event. That's really going to be cool. So it's Saturday from 2 to 6. And Cubs involved in a lot of different ways. You've been promoting the Beer Fest, you know, for months now, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct, right.
And I know you're involved in a lot of other events here with the Chamber.
Mm-hmm.
what, you know, on the surface you might think, well, why are they spending all that money? But it pays off, right?
It does. And, you know, the big thing for Cub is being a community bank and having three offices in Louisville. It's really important for us to be involved in the community that we're at and have our name out there and let people know who we are. And this is a way that it's casual. It's not anything that's overbearing. You know, here we are outside of Beer Fest.
I know you do, yeah, a couple of other events,
uh-huh,
right?
We're involved with Gaslight and then the fall meet at the Downs through the Chamber. We're also the presenting sponsor for that.
So you're trying to associate yourself with fun, it sounds like.
We are the fun bank, yes.
Well, that's all great. Now, from a business perspective, though, there's some news here at Cub. You're building a new branch, right?
Yes. So we currently have an office in Middletown, and we are building a new building right across the street from Middletown Commons, the new big shopping center by the Gene Snyder.
Right, with all the restaurants, right, and the Texas Roadhouse and all the other ones up there, right?
That's right. We're going to be right across the street, right in front of the Goodwill on the corner.
Okay.
So hopefully that will open by the end of 2016.
Uh-huh. So are they already building it? It's already underway?
Or not yet.
They're just going to be really fast.
Yes, it's going to be really fast. Plans are being finalized. So, we're excited about that. Maybe November, December, but it's going to be a very modern new look for Cub.
Okay. Well, you've got a great facility here on Blankenbaker, right off Blankenbaker. Tell me about this building. Is this the sort of corporate headquarters?
For Louisville, this is kind of the Louisville hub. Corporate headquarters is Shelbyville.
Okay.
That's where our home office is based. But for the Louisville offices, this is, you know, what we consider the main office. So we have three mortgage originators here. We have commercial lending upstairs, cash management, which is where I'm involved at. And then, of course, our, you know, we have the retail banking.
So you do all the podcasts as well for the company, right?
That's correct. As of today.
All the guest podcast appearances, Jenny handles those. And, it's fun to talk about all these things that are coming up that we're going to do and be involved in. And you know, banking, it's so hard to, I guess, and you probably hate hearing this, but there's a lot of banks and a lot of banks that are members of the chamber. It's hard to sort of stand out.
Right, right. And I think what makes Cub stand out is the fact that we are a locally owned bank. Decisions are made here. And our primary focus is our customer service. You know, that sets us apart, that you are going to get a call back. We are going to get an answer to your question. And if it's something that is of urgency, we can get it done quickly, with Shelbyville being right down the street.
Okay.
You know, we actually take our CEO, David Bowling, and our president, Daryl Traylor, out on calls with us in this market just to visit our current customers and potential customers. So.
Okay. And I notice a friendly thing, the sign on the wall, it's an internet cafe right here in the branch.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Wow. So I can go in and use it?
And go in, use the system, log into your online banking, sign up for online banking.
And listen to a podcast.
And listen to a podcast if you want to. That's right.
Well, that's really, that's a great way to stand out. And, you know, when I walked in here, everybody was friendly. So I really, you know, appreciate that. It's kind of a fun place to be. And you're right. You know, this location is right in the middle of I guess you have a hard time deciding where to go for lunch, right?
You know, sometimes we do, actually. Although you are right in the heart of fast food land here. So, you know, it is a good, convenient area, especially, you know, being so close to the park for businesses.
Okay.
So.
Now, has Cub's been, I know you're on the board of the chamber, and Cub's been a member, I would assume, for some time.
Yes, we have been a member probably for 20 years or 10 years.
Okay.
We just had the Boom Awards.
Oh, and you got a Boom Award.
Yes, we did. Unfortunately, we were out of town, so I wasn't able to attend. But I believe it was our 10-year anniversary being a member of the chamber.
Yeah, that 10-year list was a short one at that event. I went to it, and and saw that. So congratulations to you for that.
Yeah, thanks.
And we're looking forward to Saturday, I guess. People can come find you, I guess. You got this big, what do you call it, a scrim, right?
We'll have a big scrim that has our logo back in the back of the pavilion. We'll also have our tent set up.
Okay.
With some of our friendly employees behind there handing out the koozies.
Okay.
Weather is going to be gorgeous. I believe mid-80s and sunny. So, yes, come find us. Say hello. Love to meet everyone.
Okay. Well, it's going to be a blast. We'll get our Cub koozie and our Cub lanyards and get in there and try some of these great beers. I've been talking to some of the people involved in the event and having the beer out there, and you know, thanks to sponsors like Cub, it's going to be an outstanding event.
Yeah, it will be. It'll be bigger than last year. So
thanks for listening to the Jeffersontown Chamber Podcast, brought to you by Cinerama Louisville East and the City of Jeffersontown. Tune in every week with Rick Redding as he spotlights the awesome community of Jeffersontown, Kentucky.